This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to Odisha and West Bengal from today. In Odisha, he will join President Draupadi Murmu at Pahadpur village in Mayurbhanj district on the occasion of the President's 68th birthday. The President and Prime Minister will visit Pahadpur village in Mayurbhanj district and offer prayers at sacred groves, Santhali Jahera and Ho Jahera, Skill Centre and Pahadpur school. Later, they will participate in a program at Rai Rangpur in Mayurbhanj district, marking the completion of 2 years of the Mohan Charan Majhi-led state government. During his two-day visit to West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi will participate in Pashchim Banga Divas West Bengal Day celebrations at Tarakeshwar in Hooghly district today. He is also scheduled to launch, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in West Bengal. Mr. Modi will release the 23rd installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the people of West Bengal on the occasion of Pashchim Banga Divas today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this day celebrates a state that has made immense contributions to country's history through literature, music, art, spirituality, science, trade, commerce and social reform. The Prime Minister said that this day holds special significance in West Bengal's history. Senior Indian bureaucrat Vivek Agarwal has been appointed as the next Vice President of the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, for the 2026-27 term. He will succeed Giles Thompson of the United Kingdom. Mr. Agarwal, currently serving as Secretary in the Ministry of Culture, earlier headed the Indian delegation to the FATF and played a key role in India's engagement with the global anti-money laundering and counter-terror financing watchdog. The Ministry of External Affairs has termed Mr. Agarwal's selection a major win for India. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has approved a series of reforms aimed at improving market efficiency, easing compliance requirements and strengthening regulatory frameworks across the financial sector. At the 214th meeting held in Mumbai yesterday, the SEBI board simplified the transmission of securities for legal heirs and claimants that are in the name of deceased investors. The decision was taken to introduce a new quick transmission processing QTP category for small value claims to enable faster processing with reduced documentation. As part of our series, People's Padma and Akashvani, we bring you a special program on SKM Mailanandan, a social worker and entrepreneur who will be honored with the Padma Bhushan. Here are snippets from the program dubbed in English.
I established the Tamil Nadu Poultry Farmers Association and served as its head. In addition, we started Yoga for Youth Empowerment for local schools, which has reached about 15 lakh children. I have been running these programs for over 3 decades. We provide 3 meals a day to the elderly along with free medical treatment. We also provide free education to children. Today, people are doing well in business, but when it comes to social service, they hesitate. You need a good heart.
To listen to the program, tune in to 100.1 Akashvani Gold this morning at 9:10 a.m. You can also listen to it on News on AIR app and News on AIR official YouTube channel. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has said that it is fully prepared for the smooth, fair and transparent conduct of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026 re-examination, which is scheduled for tomorrow. In men's cricket, the third and final ODI match of the series between India and Afghanistan will be played at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. The hosts have already secured the series with a 2-0 lead and will be aiming to complete a clean sweep of the 3-match series. Meanwhile, a fast bowler, Harshit Rana, has joined the Indian squad for the final ODI after recovering from a knee injury. And that is the end of this news bulletin.